Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Have Mormons who say they've had a burning in the bosom been deceived? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. There was a rather large advertisement in the Salt Lake Tribune on July 12, 2015. It was found on page A19, and the heading said, LDS Educator, Time for Church to Disavow Century-Old DNC 9, 7 through 9 Prayer Formula.
And it has a picture of a man. It's Joseph C. Lundwall, and he's dressed in a white shirt, so he looks very Mormon. He was a Mormon educator for many years, and this is a quarter-page ad. This is not a cheap ad, but he's promoting a book that he has written, over 400 pages, and he has some interesting things to say in here. And so here's how it starts. Just as the church finally disavowed the priesthood ban on blacks that kept them from participating in priesthood temple ordinances, Joseph C. Lundwall, in his new 432-page book, The Truth About Prayer and Divine Revelation, shows why it is now time for the church to finally disavow the century-old use of DNC 9, 7 through 9, as though it were meant for all of us as a prayer formula, when in fact it was meant only for Oliver Cowdery as the Lord's description of how he, like Joseph Smith, was to translate the Book of Mormon record, utilizing the Urim and the Thummim, as the only instrument prepared by God and repeatedly declared by him to be the one and only instrument aiding the translator to do so.
Now let's clarify for our listeners what exactly is DNC 9, 7 through 9 saying. If you were to turn to Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, this is what it says. Behold, you have not understood, you have supposed that I would give it unto you when you took no thought save it was to ask me. But behold, I say unto you that you must study it out in your mind, then you must ask me if it be right, and if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you, therefore you shall feel that it is right. But if it be not right, you shall have no such feelings, but you shall have a stupor of thought that shall cause you to forget the thing which is wrong. Therefore, you cannot write that which is sacred, save it be given you from me. Now, we know from experience that many Mormons have said something very similar to us in order to justify what they feel are the truth claims of Mormonism, whether specifically being the Book of Mormon, or perhaps something that Joseph Smith or some other leader taught, or something in their scriptures. They will often say that they have had this burning in their bosom, and that feeling confirms to them that what they've read or what they've been told is actually true. And what Joseph Lundwall is doing in this advertisement here is he's saying, you're taking that out of context. It has nothing to do with individual members praying about Mormon truth claims.
And I've heard DNC 9 used a number of times. It's one of the top three verses when it comes to praying about the Book of Mormon to get this feeling. Moroni 10:4, and then this. And this is very common, as he's acknowledging here. He says it's time for the church to come out and say no to using this verse as a proof text to support that idea. He says that it did not start, this idea of DNC 9 for praying, until the 1910 General Conference. He later writes in the article, he says it's an invention of the 20th century, first publicly initiated by the April 1910 General Conference of the Church by President Melvin Joseph Ballard, then president of the Northwestern States Mission. He was the first man on record in this dispensation to use DNC 9, 7 through 9, as though it applied to all of us as the Lord's Prayer Formula. Lundwall documents the five times in General Conference that he taught this. So what he's saying is that this man, five times in General Conference, teaches on this, and it's been accepted ever since.
And I might mention that the Ballard that he is talking about is the grandfather of a currently sitting Mormon apostle. I wonder what he thinks about this statement that his grandfather made and if he agrees with it, but here's the point. Lundwall admits in this advertisement that this was taught in General Conference.
Five times.
What are Mormons supposed to do with the statement that we heard recently from Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and it was in one of their publications, telling Mormons to pay attention to what's said in General Conference because that's when God is speaking through his servants? Well, are we to assume that when Ballard made these comments, these five different comments, and I don't know how they were spread out or if they were all in one, I'm not quite sure, but the point is, was God speaking to Ballard at that time?
Now, we looked up a commentary on the Doctrine and Covenants, and what we found there is the traditional view that many Mormons would have, that you can pray about this burning in the bosom.
Well, let me show you. In the Doctrine and Covenants Student Manual, Religion 324 and 325, we find this on page 21. It says, though the principle of studying something out in one's mind and seeking confirmation through the burning of the bosom or a stupor of thought was given to Oliver Cowdery to use in translating the Book of Mormon, this process of receiving revelation can be of value to all saints. President Joseph Fielding Smith explained that, quote, a similar privilege is given to any member of the church who seeks knowledge in the spirit of prayer and faith. The Lord will cause the feeling of security and truth to take hold of the individual and burn within the bosom, and there will be an overwhelming feeling that the thing is right. Missionaries have felt the manifestation of this gift while laboring in the field, when searching the scriptures, when speaking before congregations on the streets and in public gatherings. When you have been listening to some inspired speaker who has presented a new thought to you, have you not felt that burning within and the satisfaction in your heart that this new thought is true? On the other hand, have you experienced the feeling of stupor, gloom, or uneasiness when some thought has been presented, which was in conflict with the revealed word of the Lord, and you have felt by this manifestation of the Spirit that what was said is not true? It is a great gift which all may receive to have this spirit of discernment or revelation, for it is the spirit of revelation. And that is cited from Church History and Modern Revelation, Volume 1, page 51. Joseph Fielding Smith was the 10th president of the Mormon Church. So according to this advertisement by Joseph Lundwall, he is saying that they are taking that verse out of context. If that be the case, then Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the church, certainly took it out of context. And the fact that it is found in a correlated manual would make us assume that the first presidency, who are supposed to vet these manuals, also have taken this verse out of context. Now, I'm going to say this. I think Joseph Lundwall has a point, because when you read Doctrine and Covenants section 9 and you read it carefully, it sounds like it is directly given to Oliver Cowdery, who was trying to translate and didn't have the authority to do that translation. So he's being corrected here. It is not meant to be, at least by the context that I see, as a mandate for all members in order to determine whether something is true or false.
He also, Joseph Lundwall, has several letters from 70s to support his view. And in fact, he writes here that Elder Marky Peterson had discovered that Satan can duplicate the burning in the bosom among Latter-day Saints who continue to use D&C 9, 7 through 9 as a prayer formula, and how he had alerted Elder Derrick that the Lord was not directing the scripture to members of the church, but only to the one translating the Book of Mormon.
We should mention that the Elder Derrick that's mentioned here is Royden G. Derrick, who was a member of the First Quorum of the 70.
And then Elder Marlon K. Jensen of the First Quorum of the 70 and church historian through June of 2012 is documented as well, admitting to the Ogden Institute of Religion faculty, which he was a member of, Lundwall, attending lunch with him following his devotional talk there, that the church had been teaching Section 9 wrong. This was verified in a return letter to Lundwall on file after he had written a letter to Elder Jensen questioning him about it. So he has evidence from several different 70s, quoting also from Mark E. Peterson, has this information that D&C 9 should not be used. But I want to ask the question, Bill, why is this private? Why isn't this something that these men came out publicly? Why wasn't this talked about, for instance, at a general conference or written in a manual to correct Joseph Fielding Smith, to correct the others that may have improperly used a text that should never have been used?
I think we know the answer to that is you just don't speak against the leadership of the Mormon Church. And to certainly to try and discredit Joseph Fielding Smith, who in my opinion was probably one of the more powerful and well understood theologians of Mormonism in the 20th century, certainly to go against what he has to say on a subject like this would be considered anathema by many Latter-day Saints.
Lundwall rails against what he calls proof texting. He says that's the practice of isolating scriptural verses from those which surround them in order to prove a message other than the one intended by them in the first place, contradicting all that is otherwise taught repeatedly through the scriptures. I would ask the question, Bill, if that's the case, you're not supposed to take verses out of their context. And D&C 9, I think he is correct. It is taken out of its context, as you have pointed out. But what about a number of other verses? And I'm speaking specifically about biblical passages where Mormon's proof text, I wonder if his book, we don't have his book, but I wonder if it deals at all with any of those.
Well, take, for instance, the one passage where it talks about the disciples after Jesus appeared to them and then left. It says, did we not have this burning? That had nothing to do with verifying a truth claim of a book or a truth claim of an individual, whether something was said that was true or false.
And you're exactly right. And Fair Mormon Answers on their website, fairmormon.org, uses that verse you just mentioned, as well as D&C 9:8, to support the idea of a burning in the bosom. So they're going with Joseph Fielding Smith and their tradition. View.
And another verse that Mormons often take out of context is James 1:5, let any of you lack wisdom. That certainly had nothing to do with the problem Joseph Smith was facing, because he doesn't even use that verse properly. He uses it to go find knowledge, and that's not what it was talking about.
And what about 1 Corinthians 15:29? Why else are they then baptized for the dead? That verse is used to support the entire idea of baptism for the dead in Mormon temples throughout the world.
So if Mormons are indeed taking this verse out of context, and Marky Peterson is telling the truth that someone can have a burning in a bosom when it wasn't appropriate, then how do we know for sure this feeling is actually giving a confirmation that Mormonism or anything having to do with it is even true?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic of interest among many Bible-believing Christians who want to reach their LDS loved ones or friends with the biblical message of hope and grace. If you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the beliefs of the Mormon people, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be a resource for you. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to clearly articulate Mormon doctrine and history in order to better understand the issues that separate Mormonism from the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have links to an active blog site, as well as dozens of articles and videos that will help educate you on this fascinating topic. Should your church need a live presentation, we can do that too. Contact MRM to schedule one of our PowerPoint presentations at MRM.org or call our office at 801-572-2153. That's 801-572-2153. Let MRM help you become a confident ambassador for Christ.